From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The demonstration in Madison, Wisconsin is growing, with many public employees fighting to delay action on a controversial union measure. Brian Kennedy, president of the American Federation of Teachers, says the governor is moving to scale back public workers' rights.
The reason that we're out in force is because the governor is proposing stripping all public sector workers of all of their labor rights and essentially eliminating collective bargaining in the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin lawmakers are expected to vote on the measure this week. Florida's Republican governor is also running into criticism for turning down nearly $2.5 billion in federal funds for high-speed rail between Orlando and Tampa. It was part of a broader Obama administration plan to boost infrastructure and jobs, but Governor Rick Scott says it'll prove too costly for his state in the long run. Anti-government protests inspired by Egypt's uprising are stretching into another day in Bahrain and drawing bigger crowds. Today they were out in the capital demanding sweeping political reform, and in Yemen's capital. Protesters fought with police who reportedly tried to block many university students from joining anti-government demonstrations. A small group of Jordanian activists took their protest to the streets outside King Abdullah's royal palace. Dale Gavlak in Amman says they're demanding the ability to select their prime minister and cabinet officials, a prerogative currently held by the king.
Activists like 24-year-old Mohammed Safiyeen say Jordan's newly appointed cabinet is not working fast enough for reform. That's why protesters have taken their demands to the palace gates for the first time.
We are in 2011 and we want a modern constitution. We need modern constitution. We are like living in the 17th century. But now, because of the situation of revolution, they start to listen to us.
Thousands of Jordanians have taken to the streets in nationwide strikes over the past 6 weeks, demanding jobs, reduced prices of food and fuel, and more democratic freedoms. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who has been in power since 1969, is the latest to come under siege. Protesters took to the streets in the capital and the port city of Benghazi. They clashed with police and they called for more demonstrations tomorrow. Facebook, again, is a key tool in galvanizing support for the standoff in Libya. Egypt's military junta is using texting, the very tool that spurred an uprising there, to get its own message out for strikes to stop immediately. Cell phones across Egypt lit up with the warning for the second time in 3 days. Shortly after former President Hosni Mubarak was ousted Friday, people continued to protest, this time over pay and work conditions. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 62 points, or 0.5% at 12,288. NASDAQ up 21 at 2826. This is NPR News. Wholesale prices rose in January to their highest level in more than 2 years. NPR's Chris Arnold has the latest numbers from the Labor Department.
Wholesale prices were up for gasoline, plastics, alcoholic beverages, and jewelry, among other things. And when prices are rising in the economy, the natural concern is whether that means that inflation will start to get out of control. Mark Zandi is chief economist with Moody's Analytics.
I'm not overly concerned. Obviously, energy prices are up a lot. We're paying a lot more at the gasoline tank, and food prices are up. But outside of that, I think inflation still remains very tame, and I don't expect inflation to be a problem, at least not this year or next.
Zandi says, well, raw materials and wholesale costs are up, that's not translating into higher prices at the retail level. So cotton is more expensive, for example, but people are not paying that much more for socks or cotton sweaters. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Federal authorities are investigating today's shooting in West Virginia, where three deputy U.S. marshals were shot as they attempted to serve a warrant in Elkins. One was killed. Authorities say the alleged gunman also died. Federal officials are examining reports that some companies prevent the unemployed from applying for job openings. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is investigating whether the practice is prevalent. The Labor Department says it's difficult to gauge the problem because most job openings in question are not widely posted. An update from Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 62 points, or more than 0.5% at 12,288. The NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 21 at last check at 2826. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.